This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, I need everybody to just calm down. Just calm down about this new healthcare law, all right? It still has to go through a whole bunch of changes. I have been getting so many texts and emails and notes from y'all, pretty upset. I was on Doug McIntyre on KBC this morning discussing it, and
we had a little time to go over this.
Sorry about that. We're getting some audio coming in. All right, good. Whew. There was just a politician talking about the bill. You guys aren't missing much. Anyway, so, you know, Doug McIntyre was talking about on KABC how, you know, I think we're forgetting about the, you know, philosophical aspect of the approach to medical and health care, and we're getting so caught up in the politics. He's 1,000% correct, but some of you guys are making that same mistake. One of you wrote, what is this kind of health? Oh. What is this? What kind of health plan is this? And you talk about not only Obamacare Lite, but you add some expletives. Now, one of you, and this is what really got me scared, one of you said, please bring us Rand Paul. Oh, no. No, no, we don't need to go there yet, okay? We don't need to start getting other elected officials in. Let's just everybody take a deep breath, all right? We have a healthcare system that is having some issues, and it did have issues before Obamacare. Obamacare accelerated it, but, you know, we have a problem. And the problem we have with our healthcare system is we want to live. We don't want to die of a heart attack anymore. We don't want to die of cancer. We want to fight it. In the olden days, when you got consumption, you prayed, and then unfortunately you passed. If you got the plague, you prayed, and then unfortunately you passed. And even though I still urge prayer, I pray with my patients. Please add prayer. If not, make it one of the first things you do with your concerns about your health. But we now have medications to fight pneumonia. We have medications to fight tuberculosis. We have medications to fight the plague. We have medications to fight and prevent heart attacks. We have medications to fight and prevent cancer. All right? We want to fight nature. And fighting nature is very expensive. Very expensive. We have the ability to now to look at parts of the brain. Look at discs in your neck and in your back with MRIs. We could look at your liver. We could look at your heart. We could look at a variety of things with scans, CAT scans. We could shoot dye into your veins and have them go, or arteries even, and have them go throughout the body and find blockages based on the lack of enhancement of the dye as we look through other x-rays or, let's say, fluoroscopy. So there's all this fancy schmancy stuff we could do. We have lasers now. Lasers. We had a multiple arm robot operating on me Christmas time. It was a robot. All right? We asked for this, people. We asked for the fanciest of fancy to keep us alive, to keep us healthy. And that stuff ain't cheap. So, of course, by the year 2000, things started to get a little crazy with prices. And at the same time, people thought of suing their doctor. And not for gross, gross negligence, but for stupid stuff. I got a scar. You should have found my cancer earlier. You should have told me not to have sex before I cheated on my wife in a menage a trois. As that very famous case I keep bringing up where a man cheats on his wife, dies in a menage a trois, sues the cardiologist, and wins. So now hospitals, doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners, physician assistants, pharmacies, ex-pharmacists, etc., we know that the average patient has lawsuit on their mind and will threaten it on a daily basis. Oh, that doctor messed with me, so I'm thinking of suing. What are you going to do? Can't tell you how many times how many people kept playing the lawyer card. Well, you know how expensive my malpractice insurance was without a lawsuit? Multiple thousands of dollars a year, more than a fancy car. I could have bought my mother 16 cars, fancy ones, for every year I had to spend on my malpractice insurance. It's ridiculous. 15 to 20 grand a year for not even having a lawsuit. So imagine if a place has a lawsuit. Imagine how expensive it is. Staff is expensive. You don't pay a nurse minimum wage. You don't pay an RN minimum wage. They deserve a hell of a lot more. RNs in Northern California are making $125,000 a year. Well deserved. But where's that money going to come from? Where's the building going to come from? Look at all these new rules with, the way we have to do our filtration systems and our air and our ventilation systems. That's expensive stuff. When hospitals had to be prepared for Ebola and have all the proper precautions and suits and training, that stuff costs money. And you can't hire staff without purchasing their own health insurance. And then you're paying payroll taxes. You're paying Social Security, paying Medicare. So when you start to look at the bill, it is so gosh darn expensive to run a hospital, to run a clinic, for me to run my own private practice, that if prices don't go up, you have to close it down. I never thought I would be closing my practice down in the year 2016. But when the universities approached me about becoming a teacher, a professor, I thought I wouldn't do that for another 10, 20 years because, again, I had patients and I had, responsibilities and I had commitments, but I just couldn't keep the practice open. It is too expensive to run an office. And I couldn't just jack up my prices. People didn't want that. They wanted to see you for $50 or $75 and get everything done under the sun. So it's expensive. We'll talk more. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Lee from Wichita, Kansas, asks, why aren't they repealing Obamacare and then waiting to replace it? He says people will be more appreciative of the new plan when they find the repeal initially benefits them. Medicaid would still cover beneficiaries. Not sure what the holdup is. So he brings up a point here where, you know, is just repealing it that bad without having a replacement? Because that doesn't necessarily mean Medicaid completely stops. If the Medicaid funds, let's say, were already promised for the year 2017 and were already given to the states, this allows 9 months for the GOP to not have to rush anything. And, you know, still with the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, you end up getting rid of the mandates. You know, I see what Lee's talking about. Another, you know, suggestion, not that I would encourage this, but another idea that could be floated is the Affordable Care Act is already failing. We don't have enough insurance companies coming into the exchanges. It probably has a year or two left of its life at the most. Let it dissolve, let it, you know, meet its end, and then come in and swoop in like heroes to save the day. The only reason why we're even contemplating these sorts of, you know, strategies is because the GOP right now is under huge fire for coming up with a plan that isn't perfect. Well, what the hell are they supposed to do? And I'm not saying I love the plan. There's some things that are still making me scratch my head. I still don't know how, you know, insurance premiums are going to go down or costs are going to go down. I still don't see how that's going to happen with this. But I like a lot. I like the Patient and Stability Act. I like the idea that we're doing credits instead of just handing money out and rather than penalties. I thought it was ridiculous to provide a subsidy for a person to pay their $1,200 a month insurance when the insurance shouldn't even be $1,200 a month to begin with. Why are we giving the insurance company that kind of money? And the insurance company saying, but look, we're only taking care of sick people. We can't afford, you know, to do this. I think there's a better way. Now, one thing that Doug McIntyre brought up today on KBC, which was, you know, brilliant, is, and it's been something that we've talked about for years, you know, in the healthcare profession, is, you know, letting patients know what they're going to purchase. Although Doug McIntyre made it a lot more eloquent when he talked about healthcare being a consumer product. It's ridiculous to go to a hospital, have absolutely no idea what the cost is going to be, and then a week or two later, you get the bill, and you're like, what? You know, that happened with me. While I had an Obamacare exchange plan, I went and got my mammogram. And they had to do an ultrasound, which it should be with it. You know, if you have dense breasts, many times they'll do an ultrasound with it. Without the mammogram, the ultrasound cost $350. And I would have probably held off. Actually, this was a re-ultrasound. My first ultrasound was fine. The doctor's like, let's just do another quick ultrasound on you. He didn't even do a full ultrasound. It was only partial. It probably was maybe a 5 to 10 second ultrasound. Boom, $350. I would have never paid for that. Never. For a 10-15 second ultrasound. I wouldn't have done it. And so we go to Best Buy. Right? You know, we purchase a phone, we purchase an electronic, we shake it, we turn it upside down, we turn it around, we read the very small font that we really can't read to begin with, right? Where they discuss the product. We go online, we look at reviews, we really study our products. Yet here we are, we're walking into, you know, a diagnostic center or a lab, and wow, we have a huge, you know, we have a huge bill. And patients would say, look, Dahlia, you're going to be running this blood work. I want to know what the cost is going to be. And I'm like, I don't blame you. You know, but the lab couldn't tell them, even if the lab wanted to, because they had no idea what the insurance was going to pay for or not. We have so many insurances out there. Not that I'm advocating for single payer. We have so many insurances out there that even the insurance companies have absolutely no idea what they're going to get. And remember, when I was taking Medicaid, I only got paid on 2 out of every 5 claims. If I'm only going to get paid on 2 out of every 5 claims, and I have to expect that I'm working for free 3 out of 5 times, what do you think is going to happen when you have a non-insured patient that is willing to pay cash? That's what you're going to have to live on. You're going to have to live on people that don't have the insurance that can actually pay you the $50 or $75 up front. And that's what you could pay your staff with. That's what you could pay the power bill with. So the system is completely flawed. Yes, it was flawed before Obamacare, you know, came in because, you know, we had cancer treatments. We were preventing people from having heart attacks, the statin medications, the CT angiograms, I mean, the PET scans. We had phenomenal tests. We had phenomenal drugs, and they were expensive. But our insurance still didn't skyrocket. It accelerated with Obamacare. Some of you think that's a good thing. You know, good President Obama made us, you know, realize that the system was flawed and, you know, he didn't, you know, prolong the inevitable. But, No, I don't think we needed this acceleration because we were in the middle of a recession, if not depression. And the economy remained stagnant for all of Obama's presidency when it didn't have to. And Obama, they had some good ideas with it. Let's get rid of pre-existing conditions. You know, that's a great idea. But it wasn't practical. Because insurance companies are like, well, then you're only going to apply when you're sick. How is that going to work? So we knew the bill was stupid. And in the insurance company's defense, you know, in order for them to pay for a diabetic who has high cholesterol, who has gout, who has high blood pressure, who has coronary artery disease, peripheral vascular disease, his $500 premium isn't going to cut it. All right? That insurance company is going to lose money on that one individual. So they got to make it up somewhere else. And if the healthy millennial is like, to hell with this, I'm not going to spend that kind of money. And the subsidies were not as forthcoming. I mean, you know, just because the government said that we're going to, you know, there was subsidies, does that mean the insurance company really received the subsidies? Remember Cash for Clunkers about 8-9 years ago? Car companies were saying we still haven't gotten the cash. I mean, the reimbursement rate, that's the big thing, you know, many of us doctors have been dealing with. You know, if Medicaid or Medicare doesn't pay you, right, you try to make a phone call, you're on this hour-long loop, you're on hold, you're paying billers up the yin-yang to sit on the phone to try to get your claim paid. So what a lot of medical providers or hospitals do is go, you know what, just forget about that. Put your time to something better well spent. So what should the GOP do? Well, it's very interesting because Trump seems to be now taking kind of the approach of, I don't like how the media is trying to say, you know, bully pulpit. But he basically said, you know, that if, you know, the Republicans don't, you know, group together and quit fighting over this, there's going to be an electoral bloodbath. And so, you know, should the GOP do something? If the ship is sinking, should they jump in and do something? Now, the average American is smart. The average American is not stupid like the media wants us to think. The average American is smart. They know that Obamacare is failing, and they know that another plan is not going to make everything all rosy and rainbows and cotton candy overnight. They know that. So, you know, the GOP is going to have to take some sort of a chance. It's just, is this bill a bunch of duct tape on a sinking ship? Right? And is the lifeboat just not strong enough to carry the weight of our healthcare system? I think it was a very nice attempt. I don't think it's that bad. Is it perfect? No. Do I think it's going to solve the problem? No. But the GOP has to be very, very careful because if the insurance premiums still remain high, they get blamed in the next election. And they're going to have to remind everybody that the insurance premiums were high anyway. But the average American will remember that. They'll notice that the premiums go down, even by a little. So how do we get premiums to go down? Well, I think people need to have more competition with what they could purchase. You know, get rid of these exchanges, all right? Allow, new companies, new baby companies to start up offering, 20-30% discount type insurance, offer catastrophic insurance, that helps you with up to $10,000 or $15,000, even though that may not be enough. These are some healthcare plans that could already start shaking up the competition that we need to have in these insurance companies. And when people go, you know what, people are buying these other plans, I'm going to maybe start cutting my rates so people buy a more fuller plan that I could offer. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so some of you guys are not getting ahead at work. And I've given tons of advice on how to interview, how to deal with coworkers. And this was a very interesting study that came out. Lee Biggins, founder and managing director of CV Library, says there are some things that you could be doing, everybody is noticing it but you, that you could be doing at work that unfortunately is wreaking havoc on your career and not allowing you to move forward. All right. And I've seen this, you see this with other people and then you just don't realize that you're doing it yourself. But one such thing is losing your temper. If you lose your cool and you lose your temper and you lose your mojo at work, all right, in front of people, that gets remembered forever, forever. Now, we know work could be stressful. And many times when you lose your cool, there's passion. Now, I can't get into too much detail, but, you know, when I have somebody mess with me at work, actually trying to destroy something I'm building from a charity standpoint or et cetera, I want to raise hell. The problem is other people may not understand the whole story, the whole side. And so if, you know, you sat there and, you know, just decided to kind of lose it and, you know, I don't know, throw papers or slam your office cubby door or whatever, then that, it won't fly well. And it's frustrating because a lot of times at work, you have no place to vent. You know, things can be happening. And even though most human resources are supposed to have some sort of a circle of trust or feel safe, like a safety, you know, safe office to go to where you could tell them what's going on because somebody's bullying you or somebody's messing with your work or somebody's trying to undermine you, etc. You know, we call them in, years ago I read something where you had like the Bob, where, you know, the Bob was the guy that always wants to help. You know, he's the one that always wants to, be on top of things. And, you know, there's always a Bob, and you love having a Bob. All right? And then some offices have somebody called, like, a Mandy. Manipulative, what did it stand for? Manipulative, arrogant, deceitful, I don't know what it stood for, but it was something I read. And everyone, you know, and I remember growing up in school, there was a girl, it was spelled differently, and you know, she was, there was also a Randy that I went to school with, and she was also deceitful, manipulative, whatever. So you'll have people that undermine you. Right? Then you have a Joan type, somebody by the name of Joan. And a Joan, she's the one that can help you, but doesn't want to. So we all have a Joan in the office. And so, you get frustrated. And I would suggest that if you are in a situation at work where somebody is trying to mess with you, somebody is being deceitful, and that person isn't leaving, leave. That office doesn't deserve you. That firm doesn't deserve you. It is not worth getting mad because you start to lose your temper. Alright, then that could hurt you for future jobs. Alright? And again, at some point, you do get to sue. I mean, you know, you can't, you know, at some point, there are certain, you know, there are certain limits to what other coworkers can do to you. But for the most part, you gotta keep it cool. Things will work out. Karma. Alright? I believe God, you know, watches out for those of us that are good. So just take the high road. Don't be wishing bad. Don't be wishing evil. Take the high road. And eventually it works out. But just don't lose your cool. Another thing that people notice very easily at work is when a coworker only does the bare minimum of what they have to do and they don't go above and beyond. Either they're lazy or they don't want to get their head chopped off. And, you know, I notice in certain work situations, you want to be careful not to, you know, grab all the attention. So, like, for example, when I waited tables, all right, I wanted all of us to get out and go to the party early, all right? And I didn't want to leave somebody behind. So I'm like, you know what, fine, I'll help you with your side work. You know, after you wait tables and after, you know, the busters help clean up, you know, you have your side work, whether it's getting the dressings ready or, you know, chopping up the salad or getting something ready for the soup the next day, whatever. You have your side work to do. Clean the soda machine, etc. And so I would offer to help the others. Well, you would think that would be a good thing. No. Now people think that I am trying to look like the good guy and look like the hero. No, I just want all of us to get out on time so we could all go to the party together. Yeah, and so unfortunately, you know, you start to learn, don't volunteer. Don't, because somebody's going to get mad at you. Don't let that sort of office mentality mess with you. If there is something you really want to do and you want to jump in and do it, do it. If it makes you happy, who cares if other people's egos get hurt? Yeah, and that's always going to happen. That's always going to happen. Then, sometimes keeping quiet could be an issue. So now you're a part of a team. And you're trying to lay low. Lay low. Keep your head down. Not tick anybody off. All right, but you're not forthcoming with ideas. You're not forthcoming with volunteering. So sometimes keeping quiet could be an issue, according to the site. So you got to be careful with that. Now, we're not talking about keeping quiet in terms of not narking or tattling on somebody. We're talking about keeping quiet, meaning, you know, something, or for example, somebody is starting to mess up, and you want to see them fail, so you don't say anything while they mess up. That's not the best thing to do. And then, of course, complaining. All right? People do not want to hear a complainer. Now, mind you, if you're being attacked at work, if you're having issues at work, or somebody is really being deceitful and undermining your career, you have to say something, you know, and you got to be loud about it. You got to let people know that you know what they're doing and it's not going to happen on your watch. But if you're complaining about every little thing, you know, I was at work the other day and the copy machine wasn't working again. And the copy machine doesn't like me. So I start going into a 10-minute rant about how I hate the copy machine. Probably not the smartest thing to do. It's not the copy machine's fault. And yes, even if I made the rant funny, some people may not take it that way. They may be like, oh man, Dahlia's complaining. Yeah, but it's about the copy machine. We all hate the copy machine. Yeah, but what if they're trying to get work done? So the next time the copy machine stinks, I just write it a little baby post-it note saying, you suck. And then I put it on the machine. And that's how I kind of vent. Then, of course, you got to be careful about being defensive. You're going to give an idea. Let's say you're in a marketing firm. And the idea you pitch, let's say, is not well-liked. And you have somebody there that could be very inferior to your skills. All right? But a superior to you, say, no, I think we need to go this way. We need to go with a male angle versus a female angle. You start getting defensive. Boom. Oh, what movie was that in? There was a movie where something similar happened. Hold on. What was that movie? That was the movie Trainwreck, where they were doing a pitch session, and apparently somebody wanted to do it, and the boss kept, you know, saying, look, you know, I'm going to give the story to somebody else, and yeah. All right? Don't start getting defensive. People don't like it. And let yourself get constructive criticism. Sometimes these people in marketing or these, you know, let's say a doctor. Now, let's say, you know, you go, you know, look, I really want to go through this direction with this patient. I think what I want to do is I want to first get urology involved and then neurology. And your superior doctor may say, you know what, I think let's get neurology in first. All right, you know, based on the time it takes to get them into urology while we're waiting for the urology appointment, get them to, whatever. All right, don't start getting your panties all up in a bunch. Okay? It's okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, if you thought the GOP and the WikiLeaks controversies were bad, you ain't seen nothing yet. Peeps Oreo flavor turns poop pink. Get it? Peeps turn the poop pink. But it's the Peeps Oreo cookie that's doing that. Alright? So, they say the special edition Peeps flavored Oreo cookies that really look kind of yummy, except the cookie part isn't chocolate. They did the vanilla Nabisco type of thing. Is it Nabisco? Yeah. So I guess it's okay, but I mean, they're really missing the concept of Oreo. Oreo is supposed to be two chocolate cookies, right, with the cream center. And this is two vanilla cookies with some pink Pepto-Bismol looking thing. Anyway, the Peeps-themed Oreos have a bright pink cream filling that contains a dye called FDNC Red Number 3, according to the Huffington Post. The cream's color sandwiched between two vanilla cookies is similar to the color of the iconic marshmallow treats that are obviously popular around Easter, the Peeps. So, how does the dye go from the cookie into the stool? They say the food dye used to make these Oreos is not broken down in the body during digestion. Duh. This is according to Dr. Ian Lustbader, a gastroenterologist and clinical associate professor of medicine at New York University's Langone Medical Center in New York. And he's right. I'm not making fun of him. It's just, obviously, people, why are you all freaking out? Okay, the dye is not getting broken down, and most food dyes don't. Remember I told you guys about the Cookie Monster cake? And every time I eat the Cookie Monster cake, my poo is blue, and then the water turns blue? And very similar, actually. Remember our moms would put that cleaner? There was that one toilet bowl cleaner that would make the water blue. And you're like, oh, my gosh, this looks really, really good because it hides the poo-poo stains. You know? And when my brother would pee, it would be green. So I knew he peed in it because now it's like this algae-looking green toilet. Yeah, sometimes the dye could do that to the water. So, most compounds found in food are chemically broken down as they pass through the body's digestive system, according to Lustbader, as he told Life Science. But, depending on the molecule, some things may not be amenable to being broken down. As these Oreos pass through the system, the pink coloring would initially be diluted to a lighter color as it mixed with stomach fluid and other liquids in the digestive tract. But then what happens is it gets to the colon. And remember what I taught you guys about the colon? The job of the colon is to reabsorb water. So now a diluted pink, or with my Cookie Monster cake, a diluted blue, starts to now get dark blue again as the excess water gets removed and resorbed by the body. The color gets more concentrated, and so now people can see very close to the same color they ingested now in their poop. Now, he says it should not affect the colon, but eating just a cookie or two is not what's going to make your poop pink. Usually it's going to take more than one or two. So if a person's going to eat a bunch of cookies, the food dye isn't the big concern. It's the fat and the sugar, etc. So Lustbader noted that he recommends trying to avoid artificial colors where possible and instead look for natural colors. Right? Don't they use as natural coloring, wasn't it beetle dye? Like for didn't they talk about strawberry ice cream? Where the dye came from insects, you were basically eating insects. I think I saw a story where Angelina Jolie was eating insects. I'm going to look that up. So anyway, the color should pass after one to do bowel movements. It should not, you know, worry you. However, if, however, you're seeing red, okay, I mean, that could be blood. If your stool is turning black, that could also be blood, blood that's oxidized. So, you know, keep an eye on your poop, but everybody calm down with the Oreo Peeps. I love Peeps. Hold on a second. I want to look up this Angelina. Sorry, guys. I don't want to bug Manny with this because I type pretty fast, except I can't type and talk at the same time. Okay, so let me look this up here. Angelina Jolie and insects. Here we go. All right. Oh, there's a video. I don't want... There. Okay, there we go. All right. So apparently they're even talking about scorpions. This is pretty scary. They say in a segment last week on BBC News... Angelina Jolie and her children visited Cambodia, where the eldest son had been adopted from, and they dined on tarantulas and scorpions. And she called Child Protective Services on Brad? Anyway, she is seen in this video showing her twins, Knox and Vivienne, how to prepare spiders in the skillet. See the hard part where you have the teeth? Take the fangs out. Okay, I could not have Angelina Jolie as my mom. I would be freaked out. They say scientists have been trying to get people to eat bugs for years as they are high on protein and contain maybe more protein than beef. I am watching Angelina Jolie right now eat a scorpion. This is so stupid. I don't get it. But, well, yeah, wait a second here. All right. Maybe I do get it. Okay, she's slim. She's slender. I don't know how these actors and actresses do it. I cannot walk by an Outback without slamming on my brakes and running on it. I can't do that. And so, maybe what happens is after you eat a scorpion, your mind is just so blown away going, oh, hell to the no, that you just don't eat anymore. Now, she said she first had bugs when she was in Cambodia. She says crickets, you start with crickets and a beer, and then you kind of move up to tarantulas. Okay, I don't even like the taste of beer. How is that supposed to help? Maybe two wrongs make a right. I don't know. Then she added that her kids could eat a bag of crickets like a bag of chips. How do you clean them? A plateful of dried crickets, all right, apparently can be nutritious. Grasshoppers, mealworms, crickets have calcium, copper, and zinc, even more than sirloin. Yeah, but I'd rather eat the sirloin. She told Health.com, in general, insects can be high in protein, about 60 to 70%, low in carbohydrates, and provide vitamins, minerals, and fat. I want to know what that yellow-green juice is that's on my windshield when a bug runs into it. I mean, I guess that's bug blood, but I'd really like to know what sort of nutritional, because these are dried. Is the juice the most important part of that? That's what I'd like to find out. She added that there are almost 2,000 species of edible bugs, but not all of them are super foods. The nutritional value is highly variable. And bugs can come with pesticides, so you got to be careful. According to a 2013 report from the Food and Agriculture Organizations of the United Nations, over a quarter of the world eats some form of bugs. I eat bugs all the time when I ride my bicycle. You know, because my mouth is open and my tongue is hanging out like, oh, look at me, oh. Or like if I'm roller skating down the sidewalk, and bugs fly into my mouth all the time. So according to this report from the FAO, from ants to beetle larvae, eaten by tribes in Africa and Australia as part of their subsistence diets, to the popular crispy fried locusts and beetles enjoyed in Thailand, it is estimated that insect eating is practiced regularly by at least 2 billion people worldwide. They're right about that. We may be sitting here, you know, wincing and making faces and holding our nose and making a gag sign, but, you're doing that just because of my show. Okay, fine. Not very nice, by the way. But to a lot of people, these are like delicacies. Chocolate-covered crickets, grasshoppers. People like it. They're chewy. They're crispy. You know, we just got used to Fritos and Doritos. But other people growing up got used to this. Cricket chips, cricket bars. Oh, remember we talked about that? Oh, they're trying to make cricket bars? All right, so edible insects. I'm going to pass on that. Tom Brady's in the news. It's called the Brady Lunch. It's supposed to be Brady Bunch. He's teaming up with Purple Carrot to offer meal kit subscription plans. For $78 per week, you could get 3 dinners for 2 delivered to your door. They're supposed to be healthy, organic, plant-based items. And if you eat it, the women are supposed to look like Giselle, and the men are supposed to eventually look like Tom Brady. I am signing my husband up. Yeah, I guess turnip cakes with tabbouleh and lentil risotto and roasted vegetables and broccolini. Hey, I'll eat it if my husband looks like Tom Brady. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.